Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shayo.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shayo.
And this is the place where we want every single couple out there to be inspired and be encouraged and just know that they do have a chance to stay together and just live a happy life together as a couple.
Oh, yes, we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling. And we love to connect with you guys. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Pesa Shayo, and my wife is at Whitney Shayo. And you can always find us on Facebook, which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
Yes.
And also you can always find us on the blog, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com.
And we're super excited because we have had so many people listening to the podcast that we decided to go ahead and start making videos of our podcast. So we're just so excited to have everybody out there listening and watching. And so one of the things that we like to just talk about here is the fact that nobody's perfect.
Yes.
We are not here to judge. We actually are here to just prove that everybody makes mistakes. We're all human. And Pesa and I, especially, are real people with real problems. And
oh, yeah.
So after being together for 13 years and raising our four kids, we just want to be a source of encouragement for everybody.
Oh, yeah, a source of encouragement. And so, just to tell you that we've been there, done that, and every day is a struggle, but every day is overcoming the stress. Yes. Every day. And just reminding ourselves that we've made a commitment to each other and we are here for each other.
Yes. So anyway, one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is what should you consider before having an affair? Particularly...
Whoa.
I know, right? Yeah. We've been hearing a lot of things in the news recently about some famous people who are cheating. I don't even want to go into the names right now because I feel like I don't really have enough information to even go there.
Yes.
Nor would I really want to, but particularly people at work, and I've been hearing about relationships starting even at church.
Yes.
Because there's a lot
even
of...
Even pastors.
Yeah.
We even know pastors who just go and start an affair, and what happens is, like, they break up the whole congregation because of their decision to go ahead and start an affair.
Yeah. And so, because there's a lot of volunteer time that they spend with people who, obviously, they're not married to. But why is that such an issue? Why does volunteer time and time spent at work put us in that position where we can actually feel drawn to those other people? And I think the first reason is just... if we have a disconnect with our spouse.
Okay.
I think if there's a disconnection at home.
Yes.
Then you're more likely to start building connections elsewhere.
Oh, so if you feel like at home, like you're not being listened to, like she does not really get where you're coming from.
Right.
So you're more like, especially if you go to another place and somebody is like, oh my God, I totally see where you're coming from. I totally see your point.
Well, yeah, there's that side of it where you feel like the other person understands you more than your spouse, or you feel like they listen to you more. But I think before it even gets to that level, the disconnection at home can just be something as simple as we don't spend very much time together anymore, or we barely see each other throughout the week, actually. Because I know there are some days like... you can go to work, you're there the whole day, and then you get home in the evening, and if there's other activities going on, you might not even see each other until it's time to go to bed at night.
Yes.
And maybe one person is already asleep by the time the other one is ready to go to bed. So just things like that, I think, can make someone more vulnerable.
So they'll be more vulnerable. And then most of us, when we got married, we are looking for that companionship. And if we are not having the companionship in the marriage,
yeah,
we are more likely to go out and find it somewhere else. And sometimes this happens subconsciously. You just don't even know you're drifting apart from your spouse to somebody else, but they are meeting a need which you don't even know that you are missing from home. But it just happens that this person, sometimes they even say that we finish each other's sentences.
Right.
Yeah, they know you so much that you just literally finish each other's sentences. And that, in a way, you drift away from your spouse to somebody else who is, you feel more connected to. They right. know you more. And actually, if you're spending more than 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 16 hours a day with them at work, and sometimes in really this really high emotional situations where you literally depend on them to make your day easier.
Yep.
While your spouse is somebody you just meet at night and talk about bills and talk about who's going to pick up which kid and who's going to do whatever and then go to bed.
Right.
For a lot of folks, they just don't feel like there's that connection. And that mm-hmm. is actually one of the first steps that
mm-hmm.
lead to having an affair.
Right, it can. And I think the really sad thing is most people who go through this don't mm-hmm. wake up one morning and say, you know what, I'm going to totally blow up my life.
No.
I'm going to completely just abandon my marriage and look for someone else. No. That's not how it goes. It usually happens before they even realize what's going on.
And when you realize it, everything has gone way to another side, like you already checked out.
Yep, yep.
And by that time, it's too late.
Yep.
Yes.
So we just had a few ideas to share with you on why you would actually be more likely to have an affair, but also it's the reason why you should not. It's the same reason why it's not a good idea, because mm-hmm. it's things just look so good, but they're actually just,
not.
Yeah, they're not, basically. Mm-hmm. And the first one is when you go to work or when you go to church with these other people, usually you only see their good side.
Okay.
So, you know, they're very happy, they're in a good mood, they're pleasant, they're friendly, they're helpful. So that would be the reason why you would be drawn to them, but also that's a reason why you should not take that step, because it's just so fake.
Yes.
If you were with them 24/7, you would see their other side.
And
you would just see a person, a human.
Yeah. And at work, you are expected to be pleasant. You're expected to be helpful. And you feel like, I'm doing this because it's my job. So you are literally seeing a side of the person that mm-hmm. they're just putting up a show for you at work.
Yeah.
But
they're getting paid to be there.
But you don't
Don't forget that.
Yeah. You don't deal with them when they are having a headache. Not a headache, but if they are going through like a tough emotional time. If they're
when they're feeling upset,
maybe they are going through a sickness.
Yeah.
They are really worried. Couples have gone through cancer. Couples have gone through a death in the family. So all these things that you don't have to deal with, these emotional issues that your spouse has to work with, because you're going through life together.
Right.
While somebody at work is just, you're going through a job together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So another thing is another reason why someone is more likely to be attracted to someone they work with or someone they volunteer with is because you don't have any baggage with that person.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you guys haven't gone through any bad times, that is actually something that is going to make them seem more attractive.
More attractive.
Because with your spouse, of course, we've gone through the tough times.
Yes.
We go through just the busy times and those days when we're feeling down
mm-hmm.
and just stuff like that. So when you meet this other person, you're like, you know what? We just don't have the baggage. We get along really, really well.
Yes.
We have a good time. And so
you're basically having a great time and then And you are meeting each other on maybe a career that both of you are actually interested.
Yes.
Your spouse might not be interested in
some
of the techie stuff you guys talk about.
So you guys might have a lot more in common.
Way more in common than you and your spouse. Because sometimes, like, maybe you guys meet, maybe you're doing a 5K together. You are volunteering at a 5K. Or you're running a 5K. So you literally, you are excited about the 5K. It's, you have to be excited about that stuff to even to sign up.
Right.
And this person is like your 5K buddy.
You're training together.
Training together. You're doing a lot of things together. And it just brings so much excitement. While when you go home, your spouse might be like, ha, huh, you're coming back from that 5K thing again?
It might be something that your spouse really is not interested in, which is okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But that's how these things start. You just feel like, okay, well, there's this strong connection to this other person because they like the things that I like.
Yes.
And they just, they get it.
Yeah, they get it. They get it.
Right?
Yeah.
So another issue that couples have is they say that this other person at work listens to them and understands them more than their spouse does. Oh my goodness. And this is such a hard one because we are usually completely oblivious to the fact that this person doesn't understand the person they're married to.
Okay. Can you say that again? Can you just rewind that for a minute?
So we had a guy tell us that this lady at work understands him so much better than his wife. And then so I am introducing the idea that this lady probably does not understand her husband.
The way he,
I don't know if that makes sense. I know that sounds, I don't know. Sometimes my words don't come out.
She might not even be understanding her husband the way you are saying that she is understanding
him. Yeah. It's so, because this lady was being made to sound like just this perfect woman.
Yeah.
Basically. She just totally gets it. They're more compatible. And one of the things that you and I like to talk about here is the fact that there is no perfect match.
No.
For anyone. I mean, you don't have to have this perfection. You don't have to have this 100% compatibility just to marry someone.
No.
It is totally fine to be different.
It's fine to be different. And there's no way you can even have a way. Like, you can't have somebody who's like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, and so it's not that this lady understands him better than his wife. It's just that she happens to be on better terms with him right now than the wife, and she's more maybe she's more willing to listen.
She's more willing to
listen. Or maybe the guy is more willing to share with her. So that's the issue. It's not that she really is better.
No.
Because she was also having the same exact problem with the guy that she was married to.
Yes.
So.
And somebody might say, okay, that means, that proves that we are compatible. What would you say about that?
I don't know. It's just, I honestly don't think, I just think it's the timing and the attitude. I don't think it's the person so much. I really don't.
Okay.
So that is, I mean, we've had several stories like that come in. And so since we started this blog, and so even at church, there are couples who have gone through that. And so it's really heartbreaking when you hear that, because you just realize, like, okay, this other person really is not the perfect match. It's actually easier just to work on what you have already.
Yes.
It's easier just to fix the problems you have at home.
And you know, there's actually a book, it's called Close Call.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of it?
Yeah, Close Call Friendship.
So Close Call Friendship by
David Carter.
And we'll actually put it on the description.
Yeah.
On the description of the podcast and also on the video so that you can get it. But that book, Close Calls, has really helped us because it shows you where situations that you can, basically what we're describing here, situations that you might feel like they're really benign and the situations are harmless, those are the places where sometimes your guard is down, and that's where you can actually be starting a new relationship without even you realizing. And when finally you realize, the emotions are so high and it's too late. The book Close Calls by David Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that book, totally recommended.
Yeah. Yeah. I really loved it because he does such a great job of explaining how these situations come up so quickly mm-hmm. before you even realize what's going on.
Yes.
And so also we just want to say thanks to all the couples who submit questions to us. That's just so helpful. Because it gives us something to just kind of think about. And when we do our research and we're like, oh, yeah, I read that in that book. And I know how we can help them. We have tips for that. And so we're just really happy to hear from you guys. And one other question that we received was, well, I feel more comfortable talking to this person at work because they don't judge me mm-hmm. the way my spouse would. They don't get mad at me, and they don't judge me. So why is it so bad for me to want to go and talk to this person? Well, and one thing that we realized is, of course, they're not going to judge you because they don't have a reason to. They don't have this attachment to you.
To you. Okay.
They don't live with you, and they don't deal with you every day.
They don't.
So why would they judge you? Why would they react when you tell them things the way your spouse
yeah.
would? Like, I mean, honestly, but they don't have any...
So are you condoning somebody being judgmental and being, like, rude and mean?
No, it's... The question was, like, when
because
I,
they're
when I talk to
with
my,
you?
They're like, oh, when I talk to my spouse and I try to share things, I try to share what I'm feeling, or I try to say why I'm upset, and then my spouse just gets all judgmental and gets really mad at me. Okay, but the person at work doesn't.
Okay.
So what we're trying to explain is just the fact that, okay, that person is not obviously going to get mad at you because they don't have any skin in the game.
Okay.
At all.
But we are not condoning... We are not condoning people being mad at you. We are not condoning because this is your spouse.
No.
So that's a different issue that maybe you and your spouse need to work on.
Yes.
How to respond to issues
yes.
when you are presenting them to your spouse. But we are not condoning that, you're married, he should be judgmental. But at the same time, that's the truth. Sometimes these things happen in a marriage and you got to deal with it
so
and find ways
yeah.
to take care of that.
It's a communication problem that's happening at home, but they want an escape from that.
Yes.
And then
instead of dealing with the communication issue at home.
They
want to
go elsewhere
yes.
because it's easier. It's supposedly easier with this other person.
Yeah.
But, if you are having that issue of your spouse getting upset when you tell them things or, you know, you feel like you're judged more at home and you just feel more comfortable when you're around this other person, then we would just totally encourage you to try to fix, I don't know if you can fix, but just work on those issues.
Yeah, work on those specific issues that you have with your spouse at home.
Because
yeah.
it can get better. And
yeah.
I totally understand. We all, I think a lot of us know how that feels. I mean...
And you know, we
know what that's
yeah.
like.
So we go into a relationship with
yeah.
poor communication skills, and
mm-hmm.
that is just something that you can work on, but
right.
that does not mean you need to start confiding with somebody else
yeah.
instead of dealing with what an issue, which is you feel like you're being judged every time you open up to your spouse.
Right. So that's just the bottom line. We're just trying to encourage you, if you are going through that issue of feeling like you want to turn away
mm-hmm.
from your spouse and you want to start fresh with someone else, we just want to let you know that it can get better.
Yes, it can.
It is totally possible for that situation to improve, and we just want to be a source of inspiration. Because really, again, we also go through issues too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not the only one.
Yes.
And it can get better.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
So the first one is before you have an affair, remember that the other person has.
You're only seeing their good side.
You're only seeing their good side. Yeah. The second thing is.
Just you guys don't have any baggage. So together.
Yes.
So of course, I mean that in a way can make them seem more attractive, but.
And what's the third?
But once you do start something, I mean, how will you avoid baggage forever?
You can't. That's just part of reality.
Yeah. You can't. So and then another one to consider is you may think that they listen more or they understand more, but it might just be an issue with good timing and maybe a change in their attitude because going back to that issue, we knew a couple who the guy felt like a lady at work was listening to him mm-hmm. more than his wife, but this same lady at work was not listening to her husband. So it's usually not the person, it just depends on the situation.
It's just, yeah.
There's no perfect match.
And also here, Live Your Best Marriage, we always remind our listeners, because we have actually experienced that before, that if you go through marriage thinking that you're looking for a perfect match, you are actually, that to me is, and we found out that is, we just add to the frustration that, because you're always comparing and you're like, oh, you know what, she's not my perfect match. She's not my perfect match. But when you realize that it's not about having a perfect match, it's about making a choice to love this person, to becoming that person who can be a good spouse to the wife that you have or the husband that you have. So you are actually literally making a decision to gain the skills, gaining the knowledge, gaining all these things you need to become become that person who is the perfect person. Now, are you ever going to reach perfection? No, but you are improving daily. And it's like the concept of, I have made a choice to be a spouse here, a husband to Whitney, and I'm done looking, and I am focused on one person. That actually makes it easier. Instead of thinking, maybe she's not the best, we are not compatible, maybe I need to find somebody else who we really complement each other and who we really are compatible. That's never going to happen.
Yep.
Yes.
So, yeah, everything that he just mentioned, that really is the bottom line of this whole episode, but also just a lot of things that we talk about in Live Your Best Marriage. We want you to know that even if right now it feels impossible,
yes,
you just don't see how the storm will ever clear,
mm-hmm.
we do definitely want to encourage you to just keep pursuing the person you're already married to.
Yes.
Because it is worth it,
mm-hmm.
and it is possible for things to get better. And so that's basically what we want to say. Just keep trying.
Yes.
Because eventually starting something brand new is going to end up, I mean, it has the potential to be in the same situation that you're in right now with your spouse. If things are not,
because you'll just take the same things that you're having in this relationship and just push them into the next. And the sad thing is when you're in that moment, when you feel like I need to step out and do something else, at that moment it's hard to be told because you're already sold on the idea of getting a new relationship. The issue is if we can start having this conversation even before you start considering starting a new relationship, actually you'll be doing things proactively to work on what you have. Because sometimes when you already made the decision and you're already on that, like already seeing somebody else, it's hard to switch. But if you can start thinking, okay, I'm running this 5K, I'm having this new person that we always hang out all the time, what can I do to keep the boundaries so that we don't cross the line. Oh, I'm starting this new volunteer opportunity. Oh, I'm starting this new job and this lady is always there flirting with me. How can I make it that we don't cross the line? And subconsciously that way that, because sometimes you might even having that, oh, I like her and blah, 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 without you even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you, and that book again, Close Calls, really opened my eyes to a lot of these things, because you might not even think that's happening. But when when it really gets to your mind, dude, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late. Like now you're trying to turn this whole huge ship back. And it has happened to pastors. It has happened to, and when I say I bring up pastors because they are supposed to be leading us in staying with our wives and staying with our spouses, but they also make mistakes because this close calls is like it happens. You are attracted to somebody without you knowing. And you are like, this person is actually playing a role in your life and they are fulfilling something that you don't even know that you are missing. And when you really get it, it might be too late. You might be even like starting to fall in love.
Yep.
Yeah.
So nobody wakes up in the morning saying, today I am going to end my marriage. No, nobody says that. It happens before we know it.
Yes.
So, folks, just as a recap, we are here for encouragement. And if you want to submit questions, or you can DM us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
We have quite a few of you who like to post comments on the blog. We love that. And don't forget to give us a rating on our podcast. So
folks, don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, bye, and go out there and live your best marriage. God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.